Far from home. I see home, and it feels like it's been years since I've seen it. I am running towards it, but I'm not getting any closer. It feels like the more I run towards it, and the more I want it, the further away it gets. I just give up on getting to it and let it drift away into darkness. And as soon as it's gone, I feel a deep sense of regret, like I could have gone to it if I really wanted to. Wake up, Leo, my mom says as she notices my alarm. We're about to land. Also, you're shaking. Are you okay? Did you have a bad dream? I'm fine, I respond. A few minutes later, the plane landed, and it was not a soft landing. But now, we are in Italy, the place where I'll spend the next few years of my life. The place where I will spend the next few years of my life away from home, the place where I spent all my life. But maybe the reason why I'm so against this move is because I don't know if I will ever go back home. We don't get to the hotel room until late at night, and luckily the hotel room isn't that small, and since I lay down, I'm greeted by the mercy of sleep. I wake to the sounds of breakfast. Since these rooms are designed for people moving, they do have a kitchen. Also, they're on military base that has 5 total restaurants and 1 coffee shop that doesn't serve breakfast. When I sit down with my sister and parents, we are going on a trip down to Sicily, my parents tell us as we eat. This would be great, except Sicily is 4 hours, a boat ride, another hour away, assuming there's some traffic, but this is Italy, so there's always traffic. The next thing I know, a couple of days have passed, and we moved into the apartment, but still don't have all of our things, and we're getting into the car to go to Sicily. As we dock, the boat rocks a bit, not that much. We go down to the car and drive away. My parents never actually told us where in Sicily we were going, but eventually I see some ruins that looked Greek, but I figured that was where we were going. We finally park and get out of the car. From close up, the ruins look colossal, and I can't even imagine what they looked like 2,000 years ago. We walk around the ruins for a few hours and then go home. On the way home, I didn't notice the garbage burning or the cars flipping over a bunch of massive tunnels that go through the mountains that are amazing, or the hills with towns on top. When we get to the base, I'm different. I finally accepted Italy, but it's no place like home, and it never will be for that, so it makes it special. It will certainly take some getting used to, but I think I can do this after all. I've only seen a fraction of Italy, and it definitely could be worse. Epilogue. It's been 3 years now, and we are apparently finding out where we're moving next today from my dad. And my mom just called us over for the news. My mom starts talking, but finally she says we're moving to Ohio. Yes. The words sends a shiver down my spine. I'm shocked. What is all I can think of to reply? Even though I accepted that I may never go back to a home, I still had some hope, and now that little part of hope is gone, for now. At least, maybe forever.